USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Ukrainian police say the bodies of more than 900 civilians have been discovered in areas surrounding the capital city of Kyiv. The head of the capital region's police force said Friday that many had died from gunshot wounds, with reports that occupying Russian soldiers had executed civilians in the streets. The report comes as Russia has promised to step up missile attacks on the capital city and reports of airstrikes on the western Ukrainian city of Lviv on Saturday morning. And a third busload of illegal migrants has arrived in the nation's capital after being sent from Texas. The bus arrived Friday morning after Texas Governor Greg Abbott began sending one bus of migrants a day to Washington, D.C., saying the move is an effort to show President Biden the crisis at the southern border.
The president has not ever come to the border of Texas and has seen the chaos that he has caused. And if he is not going to come to the border, we're going to take the border to him.
This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A group of lawmakers are showing their support for Taiwan with a visit to the island. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers traveled to Taiwan this week as the territory faces growing threats from China. On the trip is New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, who says they weren't going to be deterred from making the visit by the Chinese government.
The Chinese government issued to our offices and publicly communicated that they are very unhappy that we are here, but that did not dissuade us from coming.
Concerns that China is planning an invasion of Taiwan have heightened since Russia launched its unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And former President Donald Trump has made his endorsement in a hotly contested Senate race in Ohio. Trump announced Friday that he would be throwing his support behind author J.D. Vance in the race to replace retiring Senator Rob Portman. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A group of more than 20 states are suing the Biden administration over its decision to lift Title 42 at the U.S. southern border. Title 42 is a public health policy that allowed border officials to deny asylum claims over COVID concerns. Those arguing to keep the measure in place are getting support from both sides of the aisle. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar explained to Newsmax TV why he believes Title 42 needs to remain.
When you take away Title 42, which I think Title 42 should stay, because don't we still have a pandemic here in the U.S.? Don't we still have a problem? Didn't the pandemic emergency get extended for another 90 days? You can't say that you get rid of the Title 42, the health order at the border, and still do something else in the rest of the country.
Many in the UK are raising questions about the health of Queen Elizabeth II after her public appearances around Easter week have been canceled. The 95-year-old monarch is said to have been experiencing mobility problems recently and was hospitalized for a night in March after contracting COVID. Since then, her only public appearance was at the memorial service for her late husband, Prince Philip. And the NBA playoff brackets have been finalized after a pair of play-in games Friday night. The Atlanta Hawks claimed the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference with a 107-101 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Hawks point guard Trae Young led the way with 38 points and 9 assists, scoring 32 of those in the second half. In the Western Conference, New Orleans beat the L.A. Clippers 105-101 to move on as the eighth seed there. The Pelicans' Brandon Ingram led all scorers with 30 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.